Lovely players, this is the Dominion League Weekly Podcast, a recap of this week in Dominion Games. I am your host, Trumpf, and this is the episode for June 14th, 2021. This week's nail polish is elaborately called 78J. And it was actually very tricky to determine the shade of this. I spent some time holding my hand up to the screen, trying to find out if it is cerulean or teal. But yes, it is blue. So congratulations to Shanahan, who guessed correctly, dark cyan. Yeah, I settled on dark cyan. It is dark cyan. So let's get this started. Our A division players were busy this week. We saw five games go down. Jans got three matches out of the way, winning against Akuchi, tying Tracer, and losing against J-Nails in a hilarious fanservice-y match the two of them commented in the same voice chat. Crabcat 2 played another two matches, winning against J-Nails and losing against Tracer. None of this changed the overall rankings, which means, of course, that NASmith99 remains on top of the division, followed by Crabcat in second and J-Nails in third places. In B1, there haven't been any huge changes. Sikkimatic remains in first place, but is playing his third match as I speak. In B2, Shanahan added another win to his run against Dr. Steelhammer, whom he also replaced at the top of the division, improving his win rate to 71% in 4. Topher1588 enters the competition with a win against Gordu and is now in first place of C1. Negative added another win to their run and sits now at the top of C2 with a win rate of 72% in 3. In C3, Hazupsuk remains in first position with a slight decrease of their lead rate to a still very handsome 77% in 26 games. And in C4, Zyrex is now untied in first place with a 72% win rate in 3. Moving on to D and E, Earl remains at the top of D1, Bexor added a win against Egalois to their run and is still leading D2. In D3, Gamesu remains at the top of the division, and in D4, Veruk is still in number one position with a solid win rate of 78% in 3. Speaking of solid win rates, Rust2 finished their season run this week, giving away a mere 6 games out of the total of 30, which of course translates to a win rate of 80%, and they remain very firmly at the top of E1. Monkfish and Ravenstone are tied in the leading of E2, Monkfish with a win rate of 67% in 3. J. Truppiano overtook Bebetil in the leading position of E3 with a current win rate of 72% in 3. Triple Range Merch shot to the top of E4 after two wins. In E5, Alan de Tellen lost only 2.5 games out of their first three matches and thus remains in number one position with an impressive win rate of 86%. Heth remains at the top of E6 with an adjusted win rate of 67% in 4. Schizolo remains on top of E7. And in E8, Yoifuru remains in the lead. In the results comment shoutout section, I have a couple comments I wanted to shout out because I couldn't decide. There were so many, and I figured I don't have to decide. I can just give them all. And the first one was from Renaissance Mix, NASmith99, won 4 out of 4 against Simon Y. Jr. and commented, "Maybe I should play Dominion at 4 a.m. more often." Then we had a match result from E2, Team OK, 1-4-2 against blah 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 blah, and said, "We finished in under an hour. Bonfire bet, lady." Where I'm like, how? How did you do that? It was like, when was that? Yesterday? Seprix against Anders in 30-ish minutes. I am impressed. And then we had a match result from J23. Inspiring Leader won 4-0 against Miss Shine. Oh, it's not complete. But Inspiring Leader said, "Miss Shine is amazing. She was beating me all the time and I had a little last minute luck." And just for some background info, Inspiring Leader was in my division in my first ever season. And he is the sweetest. He's always very, very kind. And he's so sweet. And I just wanted to spread the love. And in that vein, the last comment I wanted to shout out was a match result from AH19. Gaga 94 played against Hierarch. Gaga 94 with 1.5, Hierarch with 4.5, and Gaga 94 says, "You are awesome, dude." Love to see it. And with that, let's get into the significant lead shout-out section. So first of all, I just love my magic sheet. It's so beautiful. And it told me today that the amount of players who have finished at least three matches with a 65% or more win rate has more than doubled this week, which is amazing. It's very impressive. You are all playing so well, and I'll give you the new additions to our list. So I already mentioned Negative, Cyrix, Veruk, Monk FSH, J True Piano, and Alan de Talon from A to E tiers. So shout out to Exelexa, Hannibal Zex, and Mugivi in F tier. Shout out to Ecole in G tier. Shout out to Black and Gold Oz, Stefan Karberg, and Lavender Cello, Acord 01 and Hierarch, Fippe 94, Rotte, and Leopard Krone in H tier. Shout out to N. La Maya, Troth 20, E. Col, Trash Panda, must be a relative, Hobo John 9000, Sincerity Rules, Juke, Aventador 18, Lateralus 123, and Titol in I tier. And in J tier, shout out to Head Meatball, So Kelly, Jennifer Kyuju, M. Maura, R. Serrano, Smithy 987, and Sonnestrahl. The highest win rate is still Dean Corso, who finished their matches for the season with an astonishing win rate of 88%. Well done, my love, well done. So moving on to size games. All size games started their new installments this past weekend. Good luck and have fun, everyone. Minion Pawn and Z-Weight already played their first match for the second ever Big Games tournament yesterday, which went to Z-Weight. Tony Wild and CPSCH2 opened Medium Games 5 with a tie. And of course, the grand finale of Small Games 11 remains to be played. Snowbizzy won their semis against Eshikur and will meet Apet 349 for the finals, who won their semifinal match against Emily FD. Good luck to the both of you! Meanwhile, installment number 12 of Small Games has been kicked off with Bobo McBob winning their match against Little Onion in Group Ennis. And for GMGP, Freaky, Haka 3, Recycle Garbage, and NA Smith 99 advanced to the next stage of the competition, which is now underway. The first of the four quarterfinal matches already took place, with Chashu advancing to semis over Sidero 1. The other three matches will be played between Silly Potter and Recycle Garbage, Freaky and Heron, and Haka 3 and NA Smith 99. If you should like me to cover additional tournaments, let me know and I'll see what I can do. Now, for my personal week in games. So I played the third league match last week and won. I managed to scale down in time, like 15 minutes, I guess. So it wasn't more than 3 hours, but it was almost to the point 3 hours. And as it turns out, this was probably, I think, it was the last league match because, unfortunately, two players in my division didn't show up and I think have now been removed. So, yeah, that was it for my season. And I think it's okay because small games started. So I already have two matches scheduled for this week and next week. The first match will be a Thursday, 17 UTC. And I don't know. I feel like the way I have been playing the last 2 weeks is definitely not sustainable. Just because Wednesday is my office day. And there are always like very important meetings. And since it took so long, the games took so long, and then after the matches, I'm like too much adrenaline, like I can't go to bed right away. So the last two Wednesdays have been a bit rough. So yeah, I would have had to kind of move away from Tuesdays anyway. And size games is four games a match. So I hope that will be 2 hour matches max. But we'll see. Yeah, thank you to everyone who watched my match and commented. It's always very helpful to read the comments afterwards. And I haven't settled on a playlist for Thursday yet. So we'll see. Oh, and the other very exciting thing that happened was I played another Q Cup this past weekend and it went so well. I was very happy with my performance. I almost made it into playoffs, which was quite scary for a second. But then thankfully I didn't. That was really fun. So, moving on to the preview. Let's see what next week has in store for us. Well, today, that is Monday, at 22 UTC, we have a League D match for Cole against Jaunt Grizz. And tomorrow, that is Tuesday, we have a sneaky League A match at 18 UTC, Tracer v Recycle Garbage. And then at 23 UTC or 1 UTC, I don't know. We have two League D matches, the one Furcol v Earl and the other Shower v Sill 14. Wednesday, 19 UTC, we have League D, another League D, Spiraler v Gamesu. And Friday, 19:30 UTC, we have League C, Assemble Me v Blissful Maestro. And on Saturday, 15 UTC, we have League D, Mort v Full Wagon. And Saturday, 19 UTC, we have the GMGP quarterfinals, NA Smith 99 v Haka 3. Interesting. I haven't made plans yet. I might just be at my favorite karaoke place Saturday night because it just reopened and I have to go. Oh well. Well, we'll see. We'll see. But you all watch and enjoy. And with that, we've reach the spec chat section where I'll give you one little thought on any given piece of media I've consumed over the week that is strictly non-Dominion related. Well, Spotify informed me this week about a remix of The Knife's Pass This On, which I didn't particularly like, but it did bring back a lot of nostalgia for Deep Cuts, and so the album that Pass This On was originally published on. So I went back, of course, to listen to Deep Cuts and melted. It's definitely one of my most favorite albums. Yeah, it's one of the 10 albums for The Lonely Island, for sure. I mean, I haven't thought about this list in a while, I have to admit. But I'm pretty confident that Deep Cuts is still on there. I very much like Deep Cuts and Silent Shout, which was the following album after Deep Cuts. And Silent Shout is also, there are also some pretty neat songs on there. And also, like, the intro to Silent Shout, the song, is one of the best intros ever, in my opinion. But if I had to choose between Silent Shout and Deep Cuts, it would be Deep Cuts, no question, just because Heartbeats and Pass This On and You Take My Breath Away and You Make Me Like Charity and Is It Medicine? It's just, yeah. I very much enjoy, I appreciate the music, I appreciate the politics. Oh, and also Pass This On has one of the most beautiful music videos I've ever, ever, ever seen. It's very tense, like the first half is very tense, but then it's just all joy. It's very touching. I feel it's very touching. Overall, a very, very lovely song, very lovely video. I'll link the video in the show notes. And yeah, that's what I wanted to share with you today. And that's it for this episode. Thank you for tuning in. You can find me on Discord for feedback. I am at Strumpf, and I'll catch you next week. The game has ended. Bye!